effects of carbolic smoke ball. Ms. Ferranti?
This is a case where the defendants entered an advertisement in the Pall Mall Gazette, November 1891, stating that a 100-pound reward would be paid by the Carbolic Smoke Ball Company to any person who contracted influenza or a cold or any disease caused by taking cold after using the ball 3 times daily for 2 weeks according to the directions. Now, on the strength of this advertisement, a Mrs. Carlyle bought a smoke ball, used it according to the directions until she developed influenza.
What were the reasons for the court's finding in favor of Mrs. Carlyle?
She had fulfilled the conditions of the offer. The bargain was complete.
Was there a bargain? Was there, in fact, communication between the parties? Was she not obligated to notify the company that she had accepted their offer? Mr. Hart.
It's obvious that notice is not important here. The offer requires no notice. It requires no personal communication. What is important is consideration. Question, did Mrs. Carlyle give anything to the company? The company argues that Mrs. Carlyle, in using the ball, did absolutely nothing for them. All they were interested in was the sale itself. The answer to that is obvious, of course. They benefit from the sale itself. But beyond this, consideration does not necessarily, in all cases, have to pass to the other party. Mrs. Carlyle suffered the inconvenience of having to use the ball. She gave something up, even if it didn't pass to the other party. So, you can only have a binding contract when each party gives something to the other or suffers an inconvenience by or from the other party.